Let's go live to Florida, and we're joined by Pete Combs. And Pete, there is a recount battle waging on in Florida. And no, this is not a headline from 18 years ago, is it?
No, it really isn't, but it sure feels that way because even the names of some of the players, especially here in Broward County, are the same as back during the notorious recount of 2000, which held up the results of the presidential election between Al Gore and George W. Bush for more than a month. Here, now the races, there's two of them. One is the race for governor. That one is former Congressman Ron DeSantis, a Republican, against Tallahassee Democratic Mayor Andrew Gillum. In that race, about 0.41% of the total vote is what separates the two, with DeSantis in the lead. In Florida, you get a recount, a machine recount. That is, they go back and audit the machines used to tabulate the vote. You get a machine recount when the margin is less than 0.5%. Now, the race for Senate is much closer. The race for Senate involves the current governor of Florida, Rick Scott, and the incumbent Democrat, Bill Nelson. That race is just a 0.15% margin. So that, again, has not only triggered a machine recount, but that's now eligible for a hand count, and that's where everybody kind of shudders, and they recall the 2000 election, which, guys, here in South Florida, they call it the election we shall not mention.
Pete, how soon will they know the actual count? Who wins?
Great question. And I don't think anybody really has an answer. Here's the reason why. In Palm Beach County, which is close to where I am right now, I'm in Broward County. These two counties are Democratic by nature. They're very, very heavily populated. And these are where the problems seem to be centered right now. Certainly the attention is centered. In Palm Beach County, the voting supervisor there says she can't do all of the recounts at once. There are three races, actually. The state agriculture commissioner race is the third that's triggered a recount. She says, I can't do all that at once. My machines are simply too old. There's no indication yet from her when she might be able to complete the recount. And here's one more little bit of sand to throw into the machinery. The vote from overseas, that is military votes and absentee votes from people who are expats or living abroad, those aren't even due until Friday. And in this close environment where you have three races that are just down to the wire, every single one of those votes could count.
Wow, it's absolutely amazing to think. And Pete, we thank you for the updates. That's Pete Combs joining us from Florida. We all remember watching the recount.
Right.
How
the hanging chad.
Can you think of anything from TV history that was so boring? I mean, it's like watching paint dry, yet everyone was so gripped to watching these people just... paper here, yeah. Hands it to the one person and the other, holding it up to
that
the
is
light.
A memory that a lot of us will hang on to for a long time.
And then to think, looking back, we were just watching people look at votes the whole time. It wasn't all that gripping when you really think back of it, but hey, we were all gripped to that, and people in Florida now doing the exact same thing 18 years later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.